Good afternoon, Atlanta. This is Everything Atlanta. I am one of the two hosts, Danny Broadway, and Matthew Gardner is here with me today.
Yes, indeed. Super Tuesdays next week. We got 1 week until things get super here in Georgia.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Now, I'm not going to lie. I am a little bit tired today, Matthew. I stayed up late watching cars go in circles last night.
In your neighborhood or on the television?
A little of both, actually. No, mostly on the television. I watched the Daytona first ever opening night Daytona race due to rain.
Yeah, I heard there were flames and crashes and women getting driven off the road. Is that true?
There were. Danica, we started the race watching Danica on lap two fall apart. And then on lap 40, Juan Pablo Montoya decided that while under a caution, he would hit a diesel track dryer.
Yeah.
And decide to spill diesel fuel across the track, igniting a wall of flame.
That's kind of like the Cirque du Soleil effects of NASCAR they're trying to introduce. Is that right?
It was. And then they actually started to jump cars through the hoop.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I did finish the race. It was about a 1:15, 1:30 finish, and then started my day about 5 hours later.
And so you did a little skiing with the family this weekend.
That's right. We did do a little skiing. Matt, we just got. You were back from skiing too. Yeah, you know, end of season, trying to get the last couple of runs in. So we had a good time at Chattahoochee, I believe. Am I saying that right?
Chattahoochee.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate that. So we were at Chattahoochee, and they blew snow all day Saturday, and then Sunday it was 50 degrees with about 5 inches of fresh powder. So it was fantastic weekend.
Well, that's cool. And like I said, I know you're sore because you took a couple of spills and used some muscles that you hadn't in a while, and which is very timely for our show today. We're going to use you, Danny, as the example of somebody in pain that doesn't have to be in pain. We are privileged to have a gentleman by the name of Rob, Dr. Rob, we're going to call him, in the show today. Dr. Rob, I want you to say hello and introduce yourself.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Dr. Rob Sanborn, and I'm a local Georgia chiropractor, and it's just happy to be on with you guys.
Well, good. We're definitely glad you're here, and you know, very interesting topic, you know, the world of chiropractic care, and I've learned a lot about how it works here over the past couple of years, and my wife is a advocate now, which she used to be a someone who didn't believe
a non-believer,
a skeptic. Exactly right. And I think it's okay to say and talk about, because sure, I know a lot of people are asking that question, of why should I go? My spine doesn't hurt, so I don't need to go. And from what I've learned and been educated, and I'm kind of anxious to ask some questions to you to get your perspective, is that it's not about I've got a sore back. From what you know, I understand, I want to definitely have you fill in some of the gaps here, is you look at the entire body. It's a head-to-toe situation. It's muscles, it's joints, it's ligaments, it's the whole nine yards. So if you don't mind, kind of give the listeners out there kind of your approach when you are looking to deal with somebody who's got pain.
Well, we typically see people come in with pain. Pain is a good driving motivator. That's your brain's way of saying, hey, if you're not going to listen now, you're never going to listen. So, you know, you'll get the pain first, and then, and that's an important issue to resolve the pain of the patients. But then they realize a whole bunch of other things are happening, and they start feeling better in areas that they would never think that could be affected.
You know, I mean, talking about things, people out there who suffer from migraines, somebody that was in a car wreck a year ago, somebody that fell off a platform jump at the snowboard park.
And you know, that happens. It just happens. And I am in so much pain. I don't know if you noticed, I could barely walk down the hall. Matt was helping me get into the studio.
Exactly. What I'd like to do, Dr. Rob, is I'd like to just kind of, you know, let's say that I just introduced you to Danny and brought him into your clinic.
Yeah, that's good.
And you know, Danny, you know, just if you don't mind, describe what's hurting, and let's go ahead and put Dr. Rob on the spot to see what he would do.
I've got two major issues. One again happened this weekend, but the real issue I have, honestly, to kind of skip a little bit further back, is tennis elbow from the winter seasons just all finished up, and I do have spring seasons upcoming here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm in this phase of a tennis elbow that has just been brutal. I've tried to lay off for about 2 weeks now, and so it is feeling better, but I know the first time I hit, it's going to come right back. So what would you tell someone out there who has tennis elbow? What would be a good fix?
Well, first of all, we want to diagnose it properly, make sure it is just tennis elbow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times tennis elbow, carpal tunnel, things like that have a neck component or cervical spine component to it. So if you really want to get better, you can't just isolate and focus in on the tennis elbow.
Okay.
There could be a whole bunch of other factors, maybe why it's not getting better. However, tennis elbow, repetitive stress injury, rest and ice are going to be the best things for it, which you've done. But then once you start to gear back up, chances are that will come back.
Right.
So the elbow joint is just like any other joint in the body, spine, neck, hips, pelvis, it doesn't matter. It can get misaligned also.
Mm-hmm.
And then that misalignment can cause the inflammation symptoms of the tennis elbow, which then causes the pain and the stiffness and the swelling.
Okay, cool. So secondary to that would be just soreness of muscle. I don't know if I tweaked my neck or not. I did actually. Matt's right. We had a 10-foot, 2-foot wide box that they set up. And so I tried to do a trick on that, coming on a snowboard down a hill, up a ramp, jumped onto it, rode off the back, and then fell off the back. So back hit that, tweaked my neck, got a little headache, hasn't really gone away. What would you suggest for that? Where would we start?
Okay, same thing. Want to diagnose it properly.
Okay.
So do an exam, possibly an x-ray if you've had any ridiculous
pains. Oh, really?
Pains.
So you can do x-rays?
We'll do x-rays right on location.
Very cool.
And then, start to dig in. All right, let's see what's going on. Are some of the bones in the neck out of a line?
Okay.
And tweaking or pinching or irritating the nerve. Now, when you go back to the muscles, you're talking about how they always seem to be sore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the nerve controls the muscle.
Okay.
So if that nerve is irritated, that muscle will never relax.
So basically, the evaluation, what does that look like? I mean, is it me lying on a table? I've been to a chiropractor, but it was 10 years ago. It was actually when we were still in Tennessee. So what does that look like? I mean, are you just kind of tweaking until you find that point, kind of like a doctor would do? Or
yes, there's a lot of hands-on palpation because your body's going to tell me a lot of information. But go ahead back into the exam. You know, continue to find out.
Right.
Touch, feel, do orthopedic tests.
Okay.
Check your reflexes. Do some neurological testing on you.
Okay.
Once we get that all evaluated, then the hands-on approach to literally realign the spine.
Okay. Now I've got a question for Matt. Matt, do you know what palpitation is? That the big word you just used?
No, that palpation.
Palpation.
Palpitation means your heart's going
crazy.
It's like
a pulse. Okay. It's like a pulse. It's a, that kind of thing.
It's a pulse. Pulsary. Is that correct, doctor?
That's a palpitation. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But we're talking palpation.
It's more like a gyration.
You're gonna confuse my listeners out there with those big words. I tend to draw the lower 10% of the education. No, I'm just kidding. But no, that's very good. Well, it sounds like I need to get in there and have you bend, twist, and push a little bit. So tell me kind of where you're located. Let's kind of go back to where you're located, how you got started, stuff like that. Where are you located at? Okay.
We are on 1792 Woodstock Road, which is Highway 92 in Roswell.
All right.
And we're about a block to the Roswell side of Mabry Road. So we're basically on the far west side of Roswell.
Okay, cool. And how did you get started? Give us your background. What brought you to be a chiropractor?
Well, back in senior year in high school, I had three choices what I wanted to do. I wanted to either be an orthopedic surgeon, an auto mechanic, or a chiropractor.
Or a rock star.
Never. But no, I couldn't do that one.
Okay. So why not auto mechanic? What brought you to chiropractic?
Well, I did work as an auto mechanic all through school.
Oh, cool.
I think there was just more value, more personal satisfaction getting people better as opposed to fixing a car.
No, cool. That's neat. So then out of high school, you went into a college program for that, I guess?
I did. And one of the things that drove me into chiropractic was my father had broken his back when in like 1967.
Hmm.
I was 2 years old, and a chiropractor kept him from surgery.
Wow.
For 20 years. He did eventually have surgery. He was able to walk. He was able to do a lot. And the chiropractor held off surgery for 20 years for him. And what a tremendous increase in surgical techniques from, like, say, 1967 to 1984, 85.
Sure.
So he did have a spinal fusion. Did not necessarily negate any of his pain.
Okay.
However, he's able to walk and swim and water ski still. Mm-hmm. And and do all that stuff.
Wow.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions. Obviously, you mentioned pain is a great indicator and motivator to get people into your office, but maybe you can share some insight to this. But it's also good for people going through life experiences such as maybe pregnancy. From what I understand, a woman who is in a second or third trimester might use a chiropractic to help with the labor and delivery, greatly reducing any kind of problems or things like that. And even when the newborns are born, there can be an opportunity for your profession to come in and work. So let's talk about the non-easy things to understand. What are some more of the specialties that you work with?
Well, you're talking about pregnancy. Chiropractic can help with the labor and delivery of an expectant mom. Just like any joint, the pelvis needs to move back and forth, and if it's stuck, fixated, or what we call subluxated, that pelvis will not open up and allow the baby to be born as easy. So typically, you'll see easier labor and delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once the child's born, I can give you a great example. My daughter, she was born down here in Atlanta, and we had two midwives on duty. We had five nurses in there because I guess there wasn't a lot going on at that time. So they all, come where...
You picked the right hospital.
You come where the nurses, the nurses went where the show was happening. So, and when she was born, she was so blue, she was black. Mm. She was not breathing. They cut the cord, they put her on the little table, and the midwife and all the nurses, while one midwife is calling for a stat call for the medical doctor, I just said, excuse me a second. And I took my hands and I checked the top of her neck, and the atlas vertebra, the first vertebra right below the skull, was out in right field.
Hmm.
And I could just a little bit of pressure, and you can just feel that slide back in.
Wow.
And I just watched her chest take a deep breath in, and she exhaled, and all the color came back into her.
Wow.
And she started screaming, and we knew everything was all right. And one of the nurses looked at me and she said, wow, you must be a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. You just adjusted her. Can I have one now?
Yeah, right.
I get goosebumps telling this story
every time.
She's 16 years old,
yeah,
and I still get goosebumps.
So you potentially saved her life.
Well, possibly.
Wow.
She wasn't breathing.
Yeah.
And could she have started breathing with an influx of medication? Possibly.
Sure.
But I don't know. And it's just an amazing thing to see.
Well, it's just, it's a testament to how the good Lord, somewhat put us together, that we are agile, we are flexible, and that, there's things that get out of sort, can be fixed without having to go see an orthopedic surgeon. A lot of people who, sports injuries, for example, the first thing a tennis pro or somebody that plays professional baseball will do is go see an orthopedic surgeon. And they make their money with knives and scalpels and OR visits. So they're obviously going to treat a problem that they see. And I think what the listeners need to understand, and I know you can share some more insight to this, is, if you do hurt from a sports industry or injury, not industry.
I know the sports industry hurt me.
They didn't sign you up when you were eligible. But or car accidents and things like that. You're a good first responder, is the way I look at your industry, to be able to say, hey, you might need to go have surgery, but you might want to come visit me for 9 weeks and I'm gonna put you on this program. So kind of talk about how you guys and your industry are a good first step for all things somewhat medical or surgery in your mind might be the answer.
Yeah, where do you throw it off to a medical doctor? I guess you are a medical doctor.
We are a doctor of chiropractic. We're technically not a medical doctor.
Okay, so where do you you tweak and you're like, oh wow, wait, let me get Dr. So and so on the phone and get you referred over. Where does that line stop and begin?
Well, that's where it gets a little complicated. But let me go back to, say, an exam and a write up. One is to make sure nothing's broke, because there's a chiropractor is not allowed to,
reset
a broken bone.
Right.
We are called bone setters sometimes, but that's bones within their normal alignment, misalignments. But yeah, we do not, reduce a fracture of a bone.
Okay.
From experience of almost 20 years, I expect certain conditions by the amount of trauma, the location. In my head, I've got a timeline that you should be falling into. If you are taking longer than expected, we're going to change some techniques because not everything works best for, it's not a cookie cutter approach. Each person is a dynamic individual, therefore some techniques will work better than others. Then, if you still fall outside that box, okay, then we're going to send you out, okay?
Okay.
Because chiropractic is not a cure-all for everything. Mm-hmm. We are a part of the healthcare system, and the way I look at it is, if I can't get you better, well, then I'm not going to keep you coming. Let's go get you out the door, get another evaluation, another look at it from a different angle.
Yeah.
And if they can get you better, so be it. You know, that's okay.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit, too. I'm looking on your website here, and you're talking about, you know, where that line is. So some of these things that you would try in that process, first, obviously, being it sounds like this evaluation that you go through. Secondary would be, I'm seeing some laser therapy. What I've never heard of that besides Matt and I did have laser eye surgery, and as you can tell, the baby blues are awesome today. Right, Andy?
Oh, looking absolutely. Right. I can't stop staring at him.
He's been looking at you for like 30 minutes.
You haven't watched me. What's going on?
That's why we switched seats.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Matt and I have alternated here. But
You did say you hit your head pretty hard, though.
I did. You know, it changed a lot in my life. So, no. So laser therapy, beyond laser eye surgery, obviously we're not talking about that here, but what is laser therapy in your world?
Okay, laser therapy, not all chiropractors do it. We do it at our office, and actually have had some extra training for that. And it's a low-level laser, a typical eye laser, medical laser. It wants to cut or fuse or cauterize tissue. It's at a high temperature, high intensity.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that and drop down the intensity in the wattage, and it's a low-level laser or cold laser, as they say.
Okay. A cold laser.
Cold laser.
What does that mean? What are you doing?
Well, it means you don't feel it. Okay. So it's cool to the touch. It doesn't have the heat.
What are you focusing it on? What's it doing?
It is an incredible tool to speed up the healing process.
Oh, okay.
I've used it on sports injuries.
Okay.
I've used it on broken bones.
Okay.
That will normally take 8 to 10 weeks to heal.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them heal in 20 days.
Wow.
Incredible testimony. A high school athlete.
Because it's fusing the bone together quicker?
Well, no. It stimulates the body's healing response.
Okay.
So it works at the cellular level. And it gets a little complicated, and we can go into the mitochondria and the...
Yeah, let's not.
Okay.
That's another big word. Andy, I'm out now. See you, buddy.
Yeah, I think I'm a dictionary out over here.
But anyway, so you're going to focus it on the break, I guess.
Well, we're gonna focus it there.
Okay.
And it stimulates the cells to heal faster.
Okay, cool.
So this high school athlete who broke his arm playing football, he had 5 or 6 screws through the growth plate of the elbow.
Wow.
And so we start laser him. In 2 weeks, he's complaining his elbow's still hurting. I said, it shouldn't be. Go back to your orthopedic. Mm-hmm. Let him take the cast off. They take the cast off, and one of the screws had started to work its way out. And he had a large ulceration through the skin under his cast, and that's what was hurting.
Ugh.
So they said, all right, well, we have the cast off. Let's do an x-ray, and we're going to have to put that screw back in.
Mm.
Well, 20 days later, they x-rayed him, and they said, we don't know what happened, but we can take all the screws out because the bone's totally healed.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
They come back just smiling.
Unbelievable.
Now, with that particular case, we did some contralateral laser. We also trace the neurology back to the brain.
Okay.
To almost tell the brain, hey, don't forget about this place that really needs the healing. And you can go from 20 days.
The body to focus on a specific area.
Yes, but just like with when we're talking about your neck issues with the tennis elbow, it might not just be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it could be something in the neck contributing to it. That's why when we laser, we're going to laser the area complaint and retrace it back to the brain to get the whole body involved in healing this area.
Wow. Very cool. Well, I had never heard of that, and I appreciate you explaining that.
Before we jump into another question,
ahead.
Danny,
yeah.
For our listeners out there that want to maybe follow online and kind of understand, Dr. Rob, kind of give us the website address, the name and phone number, and the best way for people to contact you, and then we'll kind of roll into some more of the questions here.
Well, our website is www.aohc, which stands for Alpha Omega Health Center, the word roswell.com. There is some of this information on the laser on the website. There is you can email us directly through there, or you can call the office at 770-642-8886.
And office hours and days off and days on?
Well, we're there on full days Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then half a day Saturday morning. But, you know, we can see patients on Tuesday and Thursdays for special needs or emergencies.
Okay, good deal. So, yeah, just wanted to get those credentials out there so people on the radio here can definitely go online and have some good contact information. So, Danny, I'll let you know.
I great idea, because that's what I was going to say. I was staring at the website, so that's perfect. Just looking at some of the other things you have listed here on the website, one of them is the roadmap to health. And or health map is actually the link. So if you are on the website, AOHCROSWELL, if you're on the website, go ahead now and click on health map. Tell us a little bit about this and how you came up with this and what it means.
Well, if you look at the neurology, it's almost like an electrical wiring diagram or a roadmap. And if you see how the brain is in control of everything, and it communicates with the body through the nervous system. However, that's one part of it. If you look at the website, you'll see there's five parts to having good health. And one of them is proper nutrition.
Yeah, the first one here is, proper nutrition, right?
You know, and you can't expect a high expensive sports car to run on 87 gas. You've got to put good fuel in it to get the most out of it. And that's the same with your body. And there's tons of diets and fads and you know, ways to stay healthy, but you know, you just got to eat sensible meals, balanced meals, and nowadays you do have to supplement. I know a lot of people say, well, if I eat well, I don't have to take any vitamins.
Yeah,
I don't think that's too accurate anymore. We're not living in the Old Testament days where our water was crystal clear, had all the good right. minerals in it, you know, the soil was fertile and great, and the air was clean. Right. You know, there's a lot of pollution. We do need those extra vitamins.
Very cool. Very cool. And then the second one looks like proper rest.
That is correct. We need to get enough rest. And in this society, it's difficult sometimes. Your body heals when you're sleeping. That's the time where it can repair this from the stresses throughout the day. And, you know, we as adults, we do need about 7 or 8 hours of sleep a day. The older you get, less you need. Our kids need a whole bunch because they're growing.
And you say here you can't catch up on sleep. Is that right?
That's right. You know, you lose that sleep. You think you can maybe make it up. Oh, I'll get 12 hours the next day.
Right.
It really doesn't work that way.
So it's just that commitment to getting those 7 to 8 hours every night.
Yeah, you do.
Does it hurt you to oversleep, like to do a 6-hour night and then a 10-hour night?
Don't ask the question. You don't want the answer.
I know. I don't want to hear the answer.
It really isn't the best thing.
Yeah.
You know, our bodies are designed to work on a time clock, really.
Oh, really?
Okay. You know, well, you sleep in. What do you feel like a lot of times that day? You feel sluggish
tired
and tired.
Day,
that's
yeah.
right.
And then you can't sleep the next night, usually, because I've
correct.
Slept too long.
You bet. Yeah.
Very cool. So let's see. Third is what up? Positive mental attitude.
Well, you skipped proper exercise.
Oh, did I? Yes, I did. I hate that.
Yeah,
anyway.
On purpose.
That was
I've
on purpose.
Seen Matt exercise.
That's
talk
right.
to us about
See,
exercise.
I'm over here touching my iPhone, exercising the joints.
Yeah,
here.
I hear your clicker finger there. All right. No, yeah. So proper exercise. Tell us about that.
We definitely need to exercise. I believe that we need to have a mixture of aerobic and some sort of weight training exercise.
Okay.
That keeps us in our best form and shape.
Okay, so yeah, and about everybody knows, you know, muscle weighs more than fat. So there is, it's that index that's important.
Yep. It
more than just the weight loss, it's the index of muscle to fat.
That's correct. Body mass index or percentage of body fat is really your better barometer for how you're doing as opposed to just stepping on the scale.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine last night, and we had gone to a golf tournament, and actually the one downtown here in Atlanta, and they put you on this thing where you'd hold these electrodes, I guess, I don't know, and run a current through your body and measure your BMI, and it would also measure, like, the top left as opposed to the top right and the bottom left and all these different things. And he's skinny as a rail, and obviously I am not, weighing in at a little under 205. And I actually came up what the guy would consider healthier on this BMI rating because I do lift, but I don't, you know, I don't really eat right. And that guy eats right, but he doesn't overly lift. So it's kind of like, and so it was funny to sit there and he and his girlfriend were just literally skinny as a rail. I mean, I would say he weighs 175. Now, he's 2 inches shorter than me, but because I lift and have the muscle mass, it actually came out in my favor. So it was interesting to find. You, do you have any like little toys like that that measure all that?
We do have one of those at the office. So, yeah.
Another reason.
You can come in and anybody can come in and use it anytime they want. So.
Very cool.
What about things like insurance, copays, and things like that? Does this apply to your industry?
It does. And, you know, right now we would have to say 70% of the insurance companies will cover chiropractic. Some plans, they vary so much. Some will have a deductible. Some just have a flat copay. Some have a percentage.
What's your favorite insurance company to see come through the door? Who covers more than others?
You know,
it really doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter because it's so plan specific that you really can't say.
Gotcha. Okay. So they can just call the office and ask the front desk there, you know, what they've got, you know, as far as insurance, and then you guys will be able to guide them. But, you know, if somebody that doesn't have insurance, is a chiropractic visit to do an adjustment, is that a $400 event or is it a $40 event? Or, I mean, how does that, what are the rates like?
Well, you're a whole lot closer to 40 than 400, that's for sure. Even with x-rays, we'll never approach that. But
okay. So it's not, you don't need to save up for 3 months in order to get your neck aligned or a joint in your arm, you know, taking a look at.
No, if you're hurting that much, you know, don't keep waiting until you save up a whole pocket full of cash. Okay. That's not necessary.
Okay, well, good. Well, let's talk about some other ailments that I know are out there in your world that you treat. You know, a lot of people suffer from headaches and migraines and things like that. Is that something that your industry touches and helps with?
Headaches, number two, right behind back pain, low back pain.
Okay.
Huge component of headaches is the neck. First vertebra, C1, greater occipital nerve, comes right around the head, around the ear, and kind of buries almost deep behind the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Number one reason for headaches, bar none.
Okay, and that's something with a treatment or two or three that can definitely be. So if somebody's got a large jar of aspirin at their desk or on their medicine cabinet, that would be a good opportunity for you to talk to kind of help them, because all they're doing is masking the symptoms. They're not treating anything.
That's right. Most, you know, a lot of those medications are dealing with a symptom that's causing the pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not just skip the symptom chasing or dealing with the symptom, go after what's causing the problem. You remove the problem, therefore you don't have to take anything to get rid of your symptom.
So, you know, how long, you know, some people that I talk to about your industry, they're like, well, if you start going, you got to always go. And then it's two or three times a month and X amount of dollars a month. And you don't ever get anywhere outside of if you quit going, you start feeling bad again. And obviously you got to weigh your health versus your finances. But, you know, typically, is there an answer for if somebody's having pain or something of that nature, is there a start and finish type procedure, you know, over a time frame? Or is this, hey, if you want to continue to feel good, come see me next week? What is it?
Well, there's both, really. You want to resolve a problem and get the patient with the least amount of symptoms as problem and as possible and keep them as healthy as possible. I tell my patients, you will know when you need to come back in and get adjusted. If you want to operate close to 100% and you've got a very active lifestyle or you're putting your body under a lot of stresses, you'll need to come in more frequently than somebody else. But you control that. That's up to you. If you want to feel good and feel real good a lot, I'll see you more frequently. But it's not the type of thing where you need to come in here once a week, once a month for the rest of your life. No. Most patients do maintenance at their whatever fits their financial need, their mm-hmm. physical need, and they stay healthy.
So, you know, working with the sports professionals in town, you know, a lot of there's an Alta USTA coach just about on every subdivision. So those are good people for you to work with and talk to, because if they're down, if they're hurt, they don't get paid. So, I mean, that's a good opportunity, I would think.
That's correct. I think every professional team now has a team chiropractor.
Yeah.
That's how important. I remember way back in the day, Joe Montana in one of the halftime Super Bowls was shown getting adjusted back in the early 80s
mm-hmm.
on national television. Yeah, it was great. I didn't even know I was going to be a chiropractor necessarily then, but it was like, hey, that's great.
Nice.
Since this is internet radio, I'm going to go ahead and ask this question. What's the most unusual thing that has happened with a patient on your table?
Wow. Oh boy!
Dun 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 dun.
Some sound effects.
We need the sound effects this time.
Yeah, man. Let me get my. We're gonna add that while he's thinking the answer to that up. We're gonna add sound effects to the program. We're gonna start today, so be ready. Later in the show, we're gonna bring in the sound.
The
effects.
The last 7 minutes, we're gonna have sound.
No. So. Oh no! That's right. I hate to have radio silence, but so Danny, just keep talking while I'm thinking about this.
All right. No. That's fine. You know, we won't put you on the spot if you don't.
No, I think that's interesting. I mean, you know, somebody, you know, ripped one, or I mean, what happened?
Rolled over, fell off the table, just falling
off the tables. you know, that doesn't happen because I'm there to make sure.
Right.
However, the other one you said, you know, that usually happens once a day, and it's no big deal.
Because you're sitting there bending somebody, and all of a sudden,
yeah, a little pressure can
you're
build
talking
up.
About the colonic spa, not the
no. I'm not hanging out those places anymore.
I think he's got a confession here.
No, I've heard.
Yeah,
some.
I like that. Good job, Dr. Rob. Let's turn this back over to Matt's side.
Well, chiropractors that I know, I ask that question, and it's always that you're adjusting somebody and they just rip one.
They do.
On accident, and everybody is embarrassed, but you're a professional, and you can be like, you know, that happens, and no big deal, and so you had asparagus last night for dinner, and that's okay.
Yeah, you get one free
tude with every adjustment.
That's
there.
Right, man. Making a musical a situation. Let me ask you one more. I know we're getting close to time here. Let me ask you one more, because this one is by far elbow, whatever, and I have no idea if it has to do with chiropractic. Everybody says they have some way to heal this. I have sinuses that are terrible. You know, I got up this morning, and just because I got a little less sleep last night, staying up late watching that race and stuff, you know, my nose is completely full. It takes me the first 4 hours of the day to get where I can even sound like myself. Is there anything you can do for sinus relief?
Yes. Sinus nerves come out of the neck. Primarily C3.
Okay.
They go to the sinuses. The sinuses are bombarding the spinal cord with so many impulses, you literally trip the switch, kind of like a breaker.
Okay.
And now the brain can't talk to the sinuses as much. Okay. But then also the laser is an incredible thing. And then there's several other holistic and natural things that you should be doing to help flush the sinuses.
So would
like
you
that.
Then put together a program of not only in-house but out-of-house things?
Yeah, we'll give you some homework to do.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of times it can be from allergies, from seasonal allergies. However, you know, get the body working at a higher functioning level, mm-hmm. and those allergens won't be so devastating.
Can you do that along with, you know, because I take a Zyrtec every day, have for 3 years now, just so that I can maintain. You know, because if not, you know, I'd be allergic to everything I walked by. I still can't, even with the Zyrtec, I can't touch a cat or a horse or anything with dander, of course. But, you know, would it work in tandem with that, or are you working to get a person off of that?
Well, Georgia Scope of Practice does not really allow us to make a suggestion for any prescription or non-prescription medicines.
Whether to take or not to take.
That would be correct. However, most of my patients who are on some sort of medication mm-hmm. will notice that they have to take that less frequently. And
depending on what their symptoms are.
Correct.
Check
whether
with your doctor to
whether
see,
it's blood yeah. pressure or sinus or whatever.
That's interesting.
So I don't tell them to ever, you know, get off their medication or decrease it, but I tell them you might see the ability to take less and less medication.
And check with your doctor as your body changes from your work.
And I've had blood pressure patients say, hey, doc, my blood pressure's been good. Can we lower this medication? And they notice, and they do.
Very neat. Very good. Very good. Well, I appreciate that. That's another. It sounds like I need to come by. I'm gonna need you to block about 3.5 hours one day.
I'm telling you.
Start with the elbow, work to the back, and then start working on my sinuses.
That's no problem. We can fix
you. All right. Good.
Andy, have you ever been to a chiropractor?
Yeah, I've been to a chiropractor quite a bit. I like chiropractors and massage therapists. Obviously, with the triathlon training, I can tell you prevention goes a long way. If you wait until you're hurt, it's a long road to recovery, but you can do a lot in the prevention side. It's kind of a question I wanted to ask because I know that in my world, I see this a lot where people, when it comes to supplements, they're thinking, oh, that's a lot of money to get my yearly supplements. When it comes to chiropractic, man, that's all that money monthly to get the adjustments and massage therapists and so on. How do you think someone should budget in? What should they be looking at sort of budgetary-wise to do the proper maintenance of their body on a yearly basis?
You know, that's a real tough question because everybody comes in at a different level of health, and a different expectation of health. Now, you being a triathlon, you expect to be operating at 95 to 100% all the time because it makes such a huge difference in pursuing your goal.
That's right.
Where somebody else, you know, they're just happy to be able to watch some TV at night without pain. So budgeting, that's going to be too difficult question to really give you a hard number. But, you know, how much does an emergency room visit cost? I'd rather make sure I'm taking enough supplements and, you know, pee out $2 of vitamins a day than to spend one day in the emergency room in the year. There's my savings right there.
Mm-hmm. So what I hear you saying is that for whatever your goal is, there's a budget level that fits what you're trying to accomplish.
There is.
So I saw Juice Plus on your site, too. Is that some of the supplements that you refer or recommend?
We do some stuff with Juice Plus, but it's not something that I tell every patient to take. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to find out
what fits you.
That's correct. What they're taking already, how active they are, you know, what's their goals. So there's never a blanket statement or a little box that you put everybody's treatment plan into and what's best for them. That, you know, we really have to look at each person as an individual and their special needs.
And back to what you were asking, Matt, about going to a chiropractor, that's a great point because I know in the past you typically hear we need to see you at least twice a week for 6 weeks and then once a week from then on and then twice if it gets pain again, et cetera. There's always like this preset program, one size fits all. It's refreshing mm-hmm. to hear somebody say, we're going to figure out what your goals and needs are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. Well, let's do this before we let Matt take the stage here as we do every week. Again, best ways to contact you, best ways to reach you. Let's do it one more time for those listeners who jumped on late today. Dr. Rob is in Roswell, and go ahead and throw the name of the company, the address, and the contact.
Sure. Alpha Mega Health Center of Roswell. We're at 1792 Woodstock Road, Roswell, Georgia, 30075. Our office number, 770-642-8886. And you can either call the office or you can go onto the website at www.aohcroswell.com. And you can click the link to the email button, and that will come right to us.
You're also, I understand there's a guy named Scoot McGee out there who's going to be talking about you and sending people your way. So we're excited about that as well.
That's right. We're going to get scooped pretty soon.
We're scooping it up, buddy.
Single scoops.
So Matt's talking about scooping. Thank you so much, Dr. Rob. We really appreciate your expertise today.
Appreciate being on.
Awesome stuff. Matt, we look to the internet for many things, such as Scoop and social media and all these other things. Tell us about the Yepser internet moment of the day.
Well, a lot of people have come and talked to you and I and had some interest in this social media platform called Pinterest. Pinterest, to just give the listeners a little bit about what it is, how it works, and again, Yepser's perspective on it. Pinterest is what's called a media or an image collection bookmarking site where people can go in and basically put together albums and collections of photographs, physical photographs that they are finding on the internet. It's extremely popular with the women demographic. Currently, Pinterest gets about 40 million visitors on a single month, and 97% of those are women. Women are using it for things like, you know, putting their wedding together, remodeling their kitchen, putting together school projects, because what they can do is go search by categories of fashion or home improvement, and then when they see things that they like a new kitchen cabinet or new colors for paint, they can simply, what's called, pin these pictures inside of their album so they can get to them quicker and kind of have a bulletin board, if you will, of a collage of things that they like. So it's kind of an easy way to put it together. So it's a very, very popular functionality for women that are out there. Let's talk about the business aspect of how Pinterest works. Pinterest was started back in late of 2009. They became available, if you will, to the world March of 2010. So they're about 2 years old. There's only 16 employees that work at Pinterest. They're at down in Southern California and kind of that old Silicon Valley area. And they were able to raise some venture capital money during the course of the last 2 years. They got a $10 million and a $27 million venture capital loan over the past 18 months, which put them at a value of about $200 million. They recently got reevaluated by another financial analysis company, and they're down to $40 million as far as being valued. So they're not in good shape from a financial standpoint. They're trying to raise some more money, but their financials really don't look like they're going to get that. Here are some problems with Pinterest from our perspective. There's been a lot of copyright issues coming up with the Pinterest model that's out there. Large photo-generating websites such as iStock and Getty's Images and so forth are you know, going to the courts to make sure that Pinterest is not using their copyrighted images on their website. So just this month, Pinterest came up with this option in the metadata, which is called the no-pin option, which allows social sharing sites that I mentioned to opt out of people being able to use their stuff. Just last week, February 24th, Flickr, we've all heard of Flickr, one of the world's largest photo sharing albums, actually implemented this option, which is really going to set Pinterest back. So the Yepser perspective is use it. You know, if you like it, use it. Is there a place for it in the world of business? I don't see them being around much longer because they have not yet figured out how to, number one, monetize themselves, and they are losing popularity among legit sources of pictures that are out there on the internet with this copywriting issue. I foresee something like a Facebook or a Google or even Twitter coming in and purchasing them and taking
envelop them into their programming,
taking their brand and implement it into something like Facebook, where you could put all the, you know, your images from your friends inside of a similar program. So it's a great idea, started by two guys, two and a half years ago, and very, very popular. Congratulations on that. But unfortunately, they've kind of taken the road of Twitter, which they do not know how to monetize themselves, which to me seems like would be a pretty easy solution when you get 40 million visitors to a website in a month. Yeah, so if they would like to call me and I could go consult them on how to make money on the internet, I would love to do so for a small fee of about $30 million.
Yes, all Pinterest owners, please call Matt today.
Yeah, so that is our social media moment of the week here. A lot of people have been asking me about it, Danny, so I wanted to just kind of get on the record there on the internet and talk about our perspective and kind of what it is.
No, I love it. Thank you, Matt. And as always, that social media moment of the week is sponsored by Yepser Internet Strategy. They also sponsor this program. If you'd like to learn more about how to utilize the internet, social media, your website, Google, any of the hot items that are out there growing businesses today, please contact Yepser. You can take a look at them on the web at www.yepser.com. So call Yepser today to help you out. And hang on, Matt. What's that? Wait, I got to make it work. Okay. Oh. Is that a doorbell?
Somebody's here.
Hang on. Let me see who it is. Andy? Wait, it's Scoop McGee.
Scoop, what are you doing?
Scoop, now Scoop isn't on the mic. Scoop, hey, well, we're out of mics. Well, I'll translate. Scoop, really? No way.
Wow.
Through tomorrow.
Through
is that
midnight
right?
Tomorrow night.
Through midnight tomorrow. Scoop is saying through midnight tomorrow night, all business owners out there can qualify to be introduced to Scoop's audience.
He wants to be put to work here in the North Fulton East Cobb market. And if you are a small business owner looking to grow your business in a creative way, Scoop McGee is the way to do it. For packages under $100 a month, he can go out there and work hard for you all month. He's not going to share in the revenue like our friends over at Groupon and Living Social. So he's here to help, not here to hurt. And that's one thing that's neat about Mr. Scoop McGee. So go to www.ScoopKnows.com and learn a little bit more about Scoop McGee and how less than $100 a month could help you grow your business.
Or they can follow Scoop in their area if they want to learn about local specials, right?
Right on Facebook, Alpharetta, Johns Creek, Cumming, Roswell, and Marietta. We have Sandy Springs, Dunwoody, Midtown, Buckhead, Suwanee, and Duluth on slate to be opened up in April. So Scoop's getting pretty popular out there. He's got a conglomerate fan base of about 800 fans in about 2 weeks, so he's rocking it.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to hearing more from you, Scoops. Thanks for stopping in the program today. And hey, great show, Matt. Man,
of my betters.
I tell you, you're getting better at this
over
time.
I might move up to real radio.
This is real radio. What are you talking about? Yeah. No, but yeah, great show today. Again, we can't say enough to Dr. Rob about thanking him for being
Dr.
here.
Dr. Rob, thank you for coming in. Good stuff.
Great work. Look forward to learning more about it. And Matt.
Yeah, that's right. We appreciate you tuning in. And remember, Atlanta, you don't know anything Atlanta until you've listened to Everything Atlanta every Tuesday at noon here on Business Radio X.